Finally today, let's go back to 2002 for a minute when the song Grindin' by the rap duo Clips was one of the biggest hits of the year. Billboard named it one of the 100 greatest hip-hop songs of all time.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard, I'm the neighborhood pusher.
Clips was comprised of Terrence Thornton and his brother Gene. As a group, they were lauded and at times criticized for what became their signature, emotionally gripping narratives about the drug trade. Fast forward to the present. Terrence Thornton, better known as Pusha T, has gone solo. He is president of Kanye West's record label, Good Music. He's made a name for himself as a political activist, and he has a new album that just dropped Friday. It's called Daytona. And here's where it gets even more interesting. Within hours of Pusha T's new album coming out, the rapper Drake delivered a single of his own, responding to a track he interpreted as an insult or a diss track. The two have been trading insults on social media to the point where it's been a trending topic in the U.S. all weekend. Have you followed all this so far? Anyway, with all of that, there is an album, and we talked about it with Pusha T on Friday. Mr. Terrence Thornton, Pusha T, thanks so much for speaking with us.
How you doing?
What do you prefer that I call you, by the way?
You know what? Let's go with Pusha T for NPR.
Okay.
Call me Pusha.
Pusha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me start with the beginnings. Is there something in the water in Virginia Beach? That first song of yours was produced by Pharrell Williams, who people know is one of the biggest names in music. His song Happy has spawned music videos from all over the world. Missy Elliott, you all from Virginia Beach. What was going on down there that all of you came out of that space?
During that time, I would have to say that the 757, that's what we call it, the Hampton Roads area. It was just a hotbed and a melting pot of a whole bunch of different influences. You had the military, so you brought a lot of different musical influences there. You had the beach, that made it attractive for out-of-towners to come. A lot of New York influences. Ultimately, Teddy Riley, super producer extraordinaire, he came to Virginia Beach, you know, and that was our first sighting of like, oh, wait a minute, you can really make it in the music industry?
So was it like a kind of a Motown situation? Did his place become kind of a hangout for people who wanted to learn the business, try things, or?
Well, it wasn't really a hangout. We used to get chased off the grounds all the time. What happened was his studio was right next to Pharrell's high school, and Pharrell won a talent show that he judged, and that's how we began to get access into what it was called Future Records.
Wow. What a great story.
What a lot of people don't understand is that everything else is basically homegrown. I actually lived 1 mile from Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo, who were the Neptunes, maybe a mile and a half from Timbaland. Missy Elliott was crosstown. We all lived very, very, very close.
How did you and your brother decide on your sound, like what was going to be your message? How did that come about?
Me and my brother are known for lyric-driven hip-hop. The hip-hop that we grew up on basically told the stories of what was going on outside at the time. That's how we learned, and those are the rules that we followed. You know, when you talk about the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, mid-90s in Virginia, you know, beautiful place, but there was also a pretty big drug culture there as well.
Well, the thing, as I said earlier, that people noted about the work at the time and still do is that you told the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, that there were aspects of, like, the fame and the glory, but also the fact that there was no good ending to this, right? And the emotional toll. That was something that was really, I think, really fresh and new, the emotional toll. It was very honest, you know? It wasn't all outward directed. It was very inner directed, too.
For sure. I mean, you know, when you're telling a story, you have to tell the whole story. Rap music, hip-hop culture is usually about truth.
Well, let's play something from the new album that kind of speaks to that.
Let's get into the games we play.
Okay.
Drug dealer Benzes with gold diggers in them. And elevator condos on everything I love. This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait.
You know, Daytona as an album, man, it is definitely a masterpiece body of work produced from top to bottom by Kanye West. I think me and Kanye have a musical marriage that has really, really, you know, I feel on this project we really showed how strong it is.
play amongst the stars like the roof in the Wraith. Get the table next to mine, make our bottle servers race. These are the games we play, we are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex reclaim. He makes you all of my.
Why do you think you two work so well together?
I feel like we work well together because I feel like he's a fan first of me and my lyricism. You know, he's genius level at production, and he knows how I sound best.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask because
you're
no stranger to politics. During the 2016 presidential election, you joined a number of high-profile hip-hop artists in supporting Hillary Clinton. She even hosted a contest to meet you.
Right.
Well, now, at the same time, of course, you know Kanye, your close collaborator.
Right.
Let's say your boy.
Right.
Has caused a lot of controversy with his comments about President Trump. And so tell me, what is...
What do you want to know, the dynamic?
You know, I want to know, what's the dynamic and how do you understand where he is?
Well, I don't. I don't understand where he is in his political views. This is one of many things that we disagree on, you know, wholeheartedly. And it's fine. You know, I feel like that's another reason why we work together. I'm also the president of his company for that same reason. I bring other aspects. I bring other point of views to the table all the time. But, you know, that's something that we're not going to see eye to eye on.
Well, let me play a song off the new album, What Would Meek Do? And it features Kanye West. So here it is. Yeah, here it is.
Everything Ye say cause a new debate. You see, he been out of touch. He cannot relate. His hard way too long, too bad. Got a surrogate his kid. Get two dads. I be thinking, what would Tupac do? You be thinking, what new kids on the block do? If you ain't driving wild black, do they stop you? Well, Mac hats, let me slide like a drive-thru.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, help me out here.
Right.
What is going on?
He's posing the question. If you ain't driving while black, will they stop you? Or will they let me off because I have on a MAGA hat? Let me slide like a drive-thru? For him, it's just a hat. That's how he looks at it. For me, you know, I tell him that hat represents everything that's wrong. You know, he'll argue with me and say, man, I'm giving the hat too much power. And I'll tell him, hey, man, the hat is the new KKK hood to me.
Well, before we let you go, a couple of questions. First of all, how do you think you've changed since those early days? You have a very sophisticated life now. You have multiple responsibilities, and you're still functioning as an artist. How do you think you have changed?
Yeah, the maturation of Pusha T. Like, you know, it's no longer just Pusha T, the young, brash rapper. It's Pusha T, the executive. When you asked me what should I call you, I started to say Mr. Thornton because I sort of like that. But, you know, because I'm in album mode, we're going to go with Pusha T. But, you know, on the executive end, I feel like this is my calling and this is how you're supposed to mature in the rap game and be helpful in pushing the culture forward and the young artist as well.
The final cut on this album, Daytona, is Infrared. I'm going to play a little bit, and there will be a lot of bleeping in this. So let me just start, we'll work around it.
Yeah,
but
let's
work to get to the
it.
Message. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
The game up, those beats is banging, your hooks did it. The lyric pinning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. At the mercy of a game where the codes is missing. When the CEO's blinded by the glow is different.
There's a lot going on here.
I was rapping along, I'm sorry.
Yes, you were. Who are you talking to here?
This was in response to a Drake record that it came out a little while ago called Two Birds, One Stone, where he questioned my authenticity to the streets. And, you know, people have been waiting, you know, for me to reply back to that, so on and so forth. And, you know, when you think about it, that's not a conversation I really feel like I want to have. But since he posed the question, I just spoke my truth in regards to it and how I see him, because, you know, they're not even allegations. You know, they're real ghostwriting, you know, proof that, you know, he doesn't write his rhymes. So when I say the lyric penning is equal to Trump's winning, you know, like Trump stole the election, he cheated. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin, which is a ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm.
In hip-hop, man, this is what you do. Like, people call you out and you wear it. And, you know,
it just
you
seems
come back
funny
with your
me.
Rebuttal.
Is there so much else going on in the world? Is this really worth your time?
Oh, I mean, there is a competitive, artistic, you know, quality to the game, and it's fine. It's, you know, it's not a big deal.
We can bet $100,000 with my safe hold. My number's looking like a bank code.
That is Pusha T, Terrence Thornton. We are talking about his latest album, Daytona.
Right.
He joined us from our studios in New York City. Pusha T, Mr. Thornton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. The cars and the women come with options. Caviar facials remove the toxins. This ain't for the conscious. This is for the mud-made monsters who grew up on legends from outer Yonkers, influenced by straight out.